The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Sylvester Kober, Deputy Head of Fixed Income at StanLib. Sylvester, I appreciate the time today. I think many of us understand traditional income and bond funds, but multi-asset income funds, how are they different to the more traditional income and bond funds, and what are they trying to deliver for investors?
Thanks, Simon. So within the fixed income space, these funds are designed to provide investors with better returns than money market and traditional income funds, while mitigating the risk of capital losses associated with bond funds. So these funds can invest in all income-generating assets, both locally and offshore. And the aim here is typically to protect clients' capital while at the same time generating returns of inflation plus 3% consistently.
Gotcha. And that flexibility of asset allocation must be a significant benefit over longer periods of time and, of course, different market cycles.
Yes, correct. I mean, you know, over the past 4 to 5 years, markets have been quite volatile. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been subjected to COVID, the breakout of wars and major spikes in inflation, both up and down. And it's been really tough for investors to decide where best to invest in an environment like that. So the biggest benefit of multi-asset income funds within the fixed income space is that they give the fund manager flexibility to really shift asset allocation based on the prevailing market conditions on behalf of the clients. So the fund manager will decide when it's the right time to hide in cash and when to dial up the risk in the portfolio by, say, buy bonds or even property for that matter, mm-hmm. and when it's the right time to go offshore or even repatriate the cash. That way, we as fund managers ensure that returns are consistent over time and clients are shielded from this bouts of volatility.
Gotcha. In essence, you're doing the heavy lifting for me because that's your skill set, not my skill set, and I don't have to make those decisions.
Yeah.
If we look at fixed income investments, obviously linked to interest rates, cycles, I mean, even market events can have a do. And you mentioned that we've had high interest rates, expectations that rates will start to move down. We don't know when, but certainly it looks like next moves are down. How do you and your team sort of, in these different cycles, what risks are you sort of looking out for?
So typically when interest rates are moving up, we tend to shield investors by investing in those instruments that will reset higher as rates move up, mm-hmm. and also in short duration assets to protect, you know, the capital. And now that our view is we are at the top of interest rate cycle, like you say, both locally and globally, we tend to put on more risk on the portfolios. One, you know, to capture and lock in the high yields mm-hmm. that the current environment offers. And secondly, you know, for our clients to benefit from the capital growth as interest rates move lower. And you're right. I mean, we certainly are set to see interest rate cuts. Our view is from the SARB, you know, we expect 2 cuts this year, starting in September, mm-hmm. totaling 50 basis points, and then followed by 3 more next year. So it makes sense to lock in these high yields before they move lower.
And that's a key point you make there. If we're looking at the bond market, rates coming down and you're going to lock some of that in does also see capital appreciation and hence lock in the high rate and get some capital appreciation. It's almost the sort of the double winner there.
Exactly.
If to summarize, I mean, if you and your colleagues were looking to invest in a multi-asset income fund, what sort of characteristics are you looking for in the fund? And I suppose, as importantly, in the management team?
So I would firstly look for a reputable manager, mm-hmm. one that can demonstrate a track record of having managed this fund successfully over different market environments, which is important. And I would also make sure that they can fully utilize the flexibility that these funds afford the managers. You know, in these funds, you don't want a manager that will tell you we choose to take a long-term view and ignore what's happening now. Because as we have seen in the last 4 to 5 years, a stale approach to markets can really cost clients or investors money. So in these funds, it's of great benefit to be agile and flexible as a manager.
I take your point, and you mentioned the different market environments, and you've mentioned twice the last couple of years. We've absolutely seen it all. We saw the depth of the pandemic, incredibly low interest rates. Then, of course, the massive rush up inflation and our rates coming, as we say, at some point back down. We have seen what could be a generation of market cycles pretty much put into the last couple of years.
100%, yeah. It's challenging time for investors to really keep up. But the benefit, I guess, is in having the right manager that can make those calls for you to do the heavy lifting, as you were saying earlier.
Yeah, 100%. Leave me to do what I do best and leave the managers to the skills of knowing what, where, and how. Sylvester Kobo, Deputy Head Fixed Income, StanLib, appreciate the time. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.